Immediately after presenting the Torah's four commands for us to teach our children about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Haggadah cites a Medrash which suggests, Yachol Me'Rosh Chodesh, perhaps we should have started talking with our children about this 2 weeks ago on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Medrash and the Haggadah do not provide any reason for this suggestion, though. Why would we think to separate V'Higadot Levincha, telling our kids, from the Seder, doing Magid with kids 2 weeks ago on Rosh Chodesh Nisan with Chametz, if we want, and then eating the Korban Pesach, Matzah, and Maror on Pesach on the 15th of Nisan? So here's a simple answer, based on the Gemara's discussion of a related practice, learning the laws of Pesach. One view suggests that we start to prepare 30 days before Pesach, learning the halachos from then, because in Parshas Baaloscha, Moshe instructed the Jews in the Midbar about Pesach Sheni, for the 14th, 15th of Iyar, while they were celebrating Pesach Rishon 1 month earlier, on the 15th of Nisan. So he gave them 30 days lead time. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel contends that 2 weeks are sufficient, because in Parshas Bo and Parshas Baaloscha, Moshe instructed the Jews regarding the laws of Pesach Rishon for the 14th and 15th of Nisan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks lead time. So using Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's argument, our mitzvah of Higadot Levincha, teaching our children about leaving Egypt, may begin on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's the date when Moshe taught the Jews the laws of Pesach. However, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, also known as the Netziv, saw a deeper idea at work in the selection of Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the day for this mitzvah. The Torah repeatedly associates Yetzias Mitzrayim and our Seder with the month in which they take place, the month of Aviv. For example, Parshas Bo, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, this month is for you the head of the months, Dabru al Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael Le'mor, tell the Jews, Be'asor LaChodesh Hazeh, on the 10th of this month they shall each take a sheep, and so on. Also in Parshas Bo, Hayom Atem Yotze'im B'chodesh HaAviv, today you're leaving Egypt in the month of Aviv. That's a gratuitous mention of the month. Parshas Mishpatim, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor, you shall guard the holiday of the Matzos, L'moed Chodesh HaAviv, at the time of the month of Aviv when you left Egypt. Parshas Kisisa, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor. Once again, guard the holiday of the Matzos, 7 days you shall eat Matzos, L'moed Chodesh HaAviv, at the time of the month of Aviv, Ki b'Chodesh HaAviv Yatzasa miMitzrayim, for during the month of Aviv, you left Egypt. All these gratuitous mentions, you didn't need to mention the month each time that you did this. And it goes on, Parshas Re'eh, Shamor Eschodesh HaAviv, guard the month of Aviv. Why? Ki b'Chodesh HaAviv, because in the month of Aviv, Hashem took you out of Egypt at night. So the Netziv explained the close association between Pesach and the month in which it took place. He wrote, this month, as a unit, caused you to leave Egypt then. Kol HaChodesh Mitzugal LaHashrish Bo Yesodei HaAmuna VaAvodas Hashem. The entire month is specially suited to inculcate the foundations of faith and service of Hashem. Umikan lamadnu, he says, from here we learn, lasok b'inyanei Pesach me Rosh Chodesh, to involve ourselves in the matters of Pesach from Rosh Chodesh, kedei sheyiyezeh ha'esek mo'il lahashrish emuna, so that this immersion will help to inculcate faith. That's why we say in the Haggadah, yachol me Rosh Chodesh. Maybe the teaching should really begin on Rosh Chodesh. By the way, the Netziv elsewhere identifies special traits for other months too. He says Tishrei is the month when the world was created, and so it remains the month when the world's necessities are renewed with the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. He writes that Adar is the month when we were saved from destruction, and the whole month is now suited for that celebration. In sum, as the Netziv wrote, the date when something is created becomes a day suited for its strengthening in future generations. It makes sense, then, that we entertain the possibility of beginning to educate our children with the Haggadah at the start of Nisan, but now go the other way. Why do we abandon that suggestion? Right? We don't do that. As the Gada explains, we learn from Parshas Bo, V'Higadot Levincha B'Yamahu Le'mor Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Li. Tell your child on that day, the 15th of Nisan, that because of this, Hashem acted for me. That means we should tell the story when we can point to this, the Korban Pesach, Matzah, Maror. But why? Why only on the 15th? Maybe we should start on Rosh Chodesh and continue until the Seder. The Torah identifies Pesach as a chag, chag hamatzos, which occurs at a particular moed, lemoed chodesh ha'aviv. A chag is a festival we create with our rituals. A moed is a prearranged time. What is the meaning of these two identities, chag and moed? The date of Pesach is a moed, a divinely arranged fate beyond the influence of human endeavor. Hashem selected the date of our departure from Egypt centuries before it happened. According to Rabbi Yoshua in the Gemara, Nisan was selected for this role at the time of creation of the world. However, our commemoration of that event, that commemoration is a chag, a feat of divine composition, but human execution. Our Korban Pesach, our matzah, our maror are what comprise the celebration. As the Torah commands, in Devarim, chapter 16, guard the month of Aviv, and you shall make a Pesach for Hashem your God. Perhaps this is why we reject the suggestion of Rosh Chodesh as a date to relate the story to our kids. True, as the Nitziv said, the month-long Moed of Nisan has been invested with potential ever since Hashem selected it for our redemption. Nonetheless, the time to tell our children the story of that redemption is at the moment of the Chag we create. Then we can say of the ritual objects of our Seder, this is why Hashem took me out of Egypt. These mitzvos, the active participation of the Jew, were the reason for selecting Nisan in the first place. Hashem redeemed us at the Moed, but the goal was always Chag. May the Pesach we create, our Chag celebration at this time of Moed, set the stage for telling our children of our departure from Egypt in a way they will remember and perpetuate for generations to come.